This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. New Mexico tribal, federal, and local leaders support bill to protect Caja del Rio Plateau. On Monday, May 8, 2026, at a press conference in front of La Synagogue Petroglyphs, U.S. Senator Martin Heinrich, ranking member of the U.S. Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, and co-founder of the U.S. Senate Stewardship Caucus, and U.S. Representative Teresa Leger Fernandez, ranking member of the U.S. House Natural Resources Subcommittee on Indian and Insular Affairs, unveiled their Caja del Rio Protection Act legislation to permanently protect the Caja del Rio Plateau. Senate Bill 4458 is co-sponsored by U.S. Senator Ben Ray Lujan, a member of the U.S. Senate Indian Affairs Committee, U.S. Representative Melanie Stansberry, a member of the U.S. House Natural Resources Committee, and U.S. Representative Gabe Vasquez, founder and co-chair of the U.S. House Public Lands Caucus. Pueblo of Tasuque Governor Mark Mitchell celebrated the legislation to protect the Caja del Rio. He explained, quote, "It's a living landscape. It holds the history of our ancestors and our ongoing relationship with the land, water, plants, and animals that sustain our ceremonies for our people. This is about protecting the landscape, but also the way of life we continue today," end quote. Representative Leger Fernandez added, quote, "The Caja del Rio is where the beautifully diverse story of New Mexico lives, in our petroglyphs, our piñon gathering, our tribal traditions, and our Hispano ranching communities. This land belongs to the people of New Mexico who have cared for it since time immemorial, and to future generations who deserve to inherit its tradition and its beauty. As Republicans in Washington push to sell off public lands, we're making clear that the Caja is not for sale. This legislation not only reflects our diverse heritage, it is also a product of collaboration and diverse communities coming together to protect their shared heritage. That's how it's done in New Mexico, where we know that diversity is our strength," end quote. Key provisions of the legislation are to protect public lands from sale or privatization, prohibit new roads, mining, and rights-of-ways, require consultation with area tribes and coordination with traditional historic communities, preserve traditional uses such as herb and mineral gathering, hunting, and grazing, protect confidential indigenous knowledge and sacred site locations from disclosure under the Freedom of Information Act, reduce unauthorized roads and limits motor vehicle use. The All Pueblo Council of Governors, the Santa Fe County Commission, the Sandoval County Commission, and Santa Fe Mayor Michael Garcia endorse the Caja del Rio Protection Act. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and to access Senate Bill 4458, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.